A big part of success with orchids is choosing the right one to match your growing conditions. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg of Chicago Botanic Garden with your gardening tips for the week. Orchids are not difficult to grow, especially Phalaenopsis. Called the moth orchid, they thrive in low-light interiors, provided that it's warm. Cattleya prefer bright light, but not direct sunlight. Dendrobium orchids need cool nights to flower. Consider the potting medium to get the watering right. If orchids are potted in bark mulches, a once-a-week watering will suffice. Those planted in potting soil will need water less often. Stay away from the common misconception of using an ice cube to water orchids. Healthy roots are plump and green. Dried-out roots, or those that are spotted or black, signal a problem. Orchids love humidity in the air, but overwatering is the number one threat. For more tips, click on the podcast tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.